Greet everyone here this morning.
Siyanibingelela nonke namhlanje kuseni.
Even though we are few, many have gone out to different places, but still we trust that the Lord will bless this time.
Nakuba sibancane abanye baphumile kuye endaweni ezahlukene.
Some have gone to the branches, some have gone to a funeral. There's some people even went up to Kenya these
days.
We don't know what God will still do. Even these days, people went up to Zimbabwe and people from Zimbabwe came here. And we remember Reverend Stegan often said that maybe the gospel will still go up into Africa. And it was really his desire that the Lord would work further than just
here.
So it's really as the Bible says, the harvest is plentiful, but the people are few. Today is a special day. And even a bit more special. So allow me to just say one thing
about that.
We have amongst us people whom the Lord uses mightily. People who carry this work. People who teach us, guide us, teach us every day. And people we can go to any day. And you realize the wisdom that God's given them when you go to them and share your problem. So forgive me for saying it here, but today is Aunt Eunice's birthday. So we would really like, first of all, to thank her for her life, for her dedication, for her obedience in God's work. And pray for her. Pray for the older people. They're also moving on in years. Pray for them that God would keep them. And so we wish Aunt Eunice God's blessings, and may He keep her.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aunt Eunice. Happy birthday to you. God bless you today. God bless you today. God bless you and keep.
Thank you very much. Let me say one more thing before I start. These days, some people were not well. Maybe are not well. I don't want to mention any names, don't want to let anyone out, but there are some that are not well. They know who they are. I hope they're listening. But I'd like to tell them that we pray for them. Everyone that's not well, that God would give you the strength that you need. Sometimes it feels like the devil is just trying to stop what God is doing. So before we continue, let's still pray. I'd like to pray and ask the Lord to be with every person that's not well. And if there's someone you know about or know of, add them to the list. That we can carry each person. Let's still pray. Lord, your name is above all names. You are the King of Kings. You are the Creator of the world. And you have said not one hair of our heads will fall without you. And so, Lord, we trust and we believe that you have each life in your hands. Each person that is not well, we want to pray this morning that you would touch each person with your healing hand. And we pray for each person that you would encourage them and that you would lift them up. Lord, we especially think of the older people, that you would also lift their arms up and keep them. And may you through that once again show your power and your grace and your mercy. Please be with us now also when we read your word, and may you bless it to us. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning I'd like to share a few thoughts from the story of Noah. And I trust the Lord will have something for each one of us. I'll start by reading a few verses from Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 6.
Wathi ke nesisahlulo sesithupha siqala kulo ivesi lesithupha.
And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved at heart.
Why says the soul of Jehovah ukuthi wayebenzile abantu emhlabeni wadabuka enhlizweni yakhe.
So the Lord said, I will destroy, blot out, and wipe away mankind, whom I have created from the face of the ground. Not only man, but the beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the air, for it grieves and makes me regretful that I have made them.
UJehova wathi abantu engibadalileyo ngizakubachitha ebusweni bomhlaba, yebo abantu nezinkomo nezilwanyana ezinwabulizelayo nezinyoni zezulu ngokuba ngiyazisola ukuthi ngibenzile.
Let's read till there for now.
Asigcine lapho kwamanje.
God created the earth.
UNkulunkulu wadala umhlaba.
Created every being, every person in his good will.
Wadala lona lo muntu nakho konke okuphilayo ekudala entandweni yakhe.
Created for his good pleasure. He wanted to do it.
Ekudalela okwenhloso yakhe okuhle kuye kuyena othanda ukuthi akwenze.
And so he created everything.
Yena wadala konke.
But the world became wicked.
Kodwa izwe laseligcwala ububi.
And they turned their back on the Creator.
Bamflathela umdali wabo.
And they went against that why God created them.
Baphambana nalokho uNkulunkulu ayebadalele khona kwinhloso yakhe.
To the extent that God said, it is better that I destroy everything.
Kwaba kube kwaze kwafinyelela la uNkulunkulu ethi kungcono ngivele ngichithe konke.
It is better that I put an end to my creation.
Kungcono ukuba ngiphethe ngiqede inyanga lobe ngibadalile.
God hates sin so much that he was prepared to destroy that what he loves, that what he made, that what he created when he saw sin coming in.
UNkulunkulu uyazonda isono kangangokuthi lapho esebona isono singena wayezimisela ukuthi lokho okudale yena angakuchitha aqede ngakho.
And I don't know whether it was worse then or whether it's worse today.
Angazi noma kwakukubi ngaleso sikhathi ngesono noma kubi kakhulu namhlanje.
And this is my first point.
Phuzu lami lokuqala.
Know this for sure that God will not put up with our sin forever.
Asikwazi lokho siqiniseke ngakho futhi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akayi kubekezela isono sethu njalo njalo.
God will not put up with sin forever.
UNkulunkulu ngeke abekezelele isono sethu kuze kube kunaphakade.
There comes a time where he will say enough is enough.
Siyokufika isikhathi la uNkulunkulu eyothi sekwanele manje.
When we sin willingly, knowing what is right, knowing what is wrong, there's a day that God will say, enough is enough.
Uma sona ngamabomu, sona sazi ukuthi ikupho okulungile, ikupho okungalungile, liyofika usuku la uNkulunkulu eyothi sekwanele manje.
And maybe you continue in that what you know is wrong. And maybe in your life, the day is sooner than what you think, where God says, enough is enough.
Mhlawumbe uyaqhubeka kulokho okwaziyo ukuthi akulungile, kodwa mhlawumbe kweyakho impilo, usuku selisondele kakhulu, la uNkulunkulu esethi kwanele manje.
And you must know that.
Kumele ukwazi lokho.
That it doesn't come to a surprise.
Ukuze kungakwethusi.
Woe to us if we break God's heart.
Mayigithi noma sidabukise inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu.
One of the other translations says, and God's heart was broken.
Elinye lamahumusho kule ndaba lithi yadabuka yaphuka inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu.
In the same way that he loves us, created us, he loves you and me. In the same way, the day will also come that you will say enough is enough.
Kaleo ndlela nangalelo thando asithanda ngalo mina nawe kodwa khona kanjalo liyofika futhi usuku la yothi sekwanele manje.
And if you go a few verses back, chapter 6 verse 3.
Masibuyele emavesini ambalo emuva kusisehlo sesithupha iverse lesithathu.
Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not forever dwell and strive with men, for he also is flesh, but his day shall yet be 120 years.
I said to Jehovah, "Moya wami ayikubusa njalo kumuntu njengokuba eyinyama nje izinsuku zakhe ziyakuba iminyaka eyikhulu namashumi amabili."
My spirit shall not forever dwell and strive with men.
Umoya wami ayikubusa njalo kumuntu.
The word strive means to make great efforts to achieve or obtain something.
Ukuchaza ukuthi awuyikubusa awuyikuloko uzama njalo kumuntu ukuthi kube khona la ufinyelela khona.
Just listen to this. God says, "I will not forever go to great efforts to teach you, to tell you." There comes a day where he says enough is enough.
Ukulalelisise lokhu uthi uNkulunkulu uthi angiyikuhlala njalo nginaphakade ngiloko ngikuzama ngiloko ngithi ngizama ukukhuphulela phezulu ngikufundisa izinto siyofika isikhathi la ngiyothi sekwanele manje.
The word strife also refers to be ruled.
Leli gama leli lisetshenziswa kumusho lesingisi lichaza futhi nokubusa.
In the sense that he has to tell day by day, "Don't do that, don't do that." Ruling a person because he doesn't want to hear that person.
Ukukubusa njalo usuku nosuku uthi yenza lokhu, ungakwenzi lokhu, eloko emtshela umuntu usuku nosuku, kodwa lo muntu engafuni ukulalela.
The word strife also refers to plead.
Leli gama futhi lichaza futhi ukuncengwa.
To plead and to beg.
Lokho umuntu encengwe ecelwa.
God will not plead and beg you forever.
UNkulunkulu akayi kukuncenga, akayi kuloko ecela kuze kube ngunaphakade.
It's a frightening thought.
Kuyinto esabisayo.
If we persist in that what we know we shouldn't do.
Uma thina siphikelela senza lokho esazi ukuthi asimele sikwenze.
God wanted to destroy everything on earth.
UNkulunkulu esefuna ukuchitha konke okusemhlabeni.
He said, "I will wipe mankind, all the animals from the face of the earth."
Wathi ngiyakuchitha umuntu ngichithe nezilwane ebusweni bomhlaba.
But let's continue to verse 8.
Asiye kwivesi lesiyagalombili.
Chapter 6 verse 8.
Kusisahlulo sesithu.
But Noah found grace, favor in the eyes of the Lord.
Kepha uNoah wayetholile umusa emehlweni kaJehova.
God wanted to destroy every human being on earth. But as he looked, he saw Noah.
UNkulunkulu wayefuna ukuchitha wonke umuntu emhlabeni, kodwa lapho ebheka wayesephawula uNoah.
And Noah found favor in God's eyes.
UNoah wathola umusa emehlweni kaJehova.
Wesley says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This proves God's justice in his displeasure against the world and show that he examined the character of every person in it."
Wesley uthi uNoah wathola umusa emehlweni kaNkulunkulu. Lokhu kuveza ubulungiswa bukaNkulunkulu anabo. Nakuba wayechitha umhlaba okuveza futhi ukuthi uNkulunkulu vivinya ilona lo muntu ngamunye ngamunye.
God examines the heart of every person.
UNkulunkulu vivinya uhlolisisa inhliziyo yomuntu ngamunye ngamunye.
He examines our thoughts.
Uhlolisisa imicabango yethu.
He examines that what we do.
Ahlolisisa esikwenzayo.
That what we think.
Esikucabangayo.
He examines my motive.
Ahlolisise ngisho nenhloso zami.
He knows everything about me.
Wazi konke ngami.
Now let me ask you this.
Ake ngikubuze lokhu.
Stay where you are.
Lapho la ukhona.
Whether you're at home, whether with your families,
noma usekhaya, noma usemndenini,
where you're at work,
noma usemsebenzini.
At any time of the day when God examines the depth of your heart, do we find favor with him?
Nanoma isiphi isikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu efika ehlolisisa inhliziyo yakho, ngabe uyawuthola yena umusa
kuye. And don't say my circumstances are difficult.
Ungashuthi hayi mina ngibhekene nezimo ezinzima.
Don't say everyone around me is not serving God.
Ungashuthi hayi ungedwa phaqa bonke abantu enginabo amkhonza uNkulunkulu.
Don't say I do this because of this and this.
Ungashuthi ngenza lokhu ngenxa lezizathu.
I reacted like that because of the situation.
Ngenze ngalendlela ngenxa yesimo bengibhekene naso.
Noah was in a corrupt and wicked environment.
UNoah lo wayephakathi kwesizwe esonakele esiyisigwegwe.
Around him was evil.
Wayezungezwe nje ububi.
So much so that God wanted to destroy it.
Kangangokuthi uNkulunkulu wayefuna ukulichitha lelozwe.
But in that situation, God said he found favor.
Kodwa phakathi kwaso leso simo uNkulunkulu uthi ngoNoah uthola umusa.
Does your life find God's favor there where you are, regardless of the situation?
Ingabe yakho impilo yawuthola yini umusa kaNkulunkulu lapho la ukhona, kungakhathaliseki ukuthi ubhekene nezimo ezinjani?
And God examines the heart of every person and the motive of every person.
uNkulunkulu uhlolisisa inhliziyo yomuntu nomuntu nezinhloso zalowo muntu.
About your motive, very often you can find an answer whether you're on the right track. Just ask yourself, why do I want to do this?
Ngokwezinhloso zakho nazo ungayithola nje impendulo kalula. Ukuyibona wena uthi ngabe lokho wenza ukusemgqeni okuwona wona yini, ngokuthi uzibuze kulento yenza ukuthi ngiyenzelani.
Just think sometimes if you want to do something and you ask yourself an honest question, why do I want to do this?
Cabangisise nje mawufuna ukwenza into, ukuzibuze nje uziphendule kwethembeka futhi ukuthi ngani ngifuna ukuthatha lesinyathelo.
Is it just for myself? Be careful.
Ngabe ngikwenzela nje mina, makunjalo qaphela.
Maybe just to prove my point, be careful.
Mhlawumbe ukuveza nje iphuzu lami ukuthi mina ngisendaweni okuyiyona qaphela.
Maybe I want to do something to get someone back. Be careful.
Mhlawumbe ngiyenza lento ngoba kukhona ngithi ngifuna ukumthola qaphela.
And Noah found favor with God. But not only for himself, even others benefited from it.
UNoah wathola umusa kuNkulunkulu. Lo musa awugcinanga kuyena kuphela, kodwa nabanye bazuza kulo musa awufumana.
By Noah finding favor, not only he was saved, just think of that, but others were saved.
Ngaye uNoah ethola umusa, akusindiswanga yena yedwa, khona nabanye abasinda.
And even the animals were saved.
Neilwane zasinda.
One man, just think of it. If I can find God's favor there where I am, even people around me will benefit from it.
Kumuntu oyedwa nje cabanga le ndoda eyodwa, ucabanga ukuthi nami mangake ngithole umusa kuNkulunkulu la ngikhona, kunabantu abawuzuza kulo umusa.
And let me say here, Noah's children benefited. Noah's children were saved because of it. Do we as parents hear this? As men in the house, we have a responsibility not just for ourselves, but for our children.
Sibhekene nomthwalo hayo wethu kuphela kodwa nowe ingane zethu.
Men, we have a responsibility in our houses.
Madoda sinumthwalo esibhekene nawo umsebenzi emakhaya ethu.
Mothers, you have a responsibility towards your children.
Nani bomama ninalo umthwalo maqondane nengane zenu.
And maybe you say as a child, what am I to do? Maybe God wants to save your family through you as a child.
Mhlambi njengane ngane uthi mina pho ngenzani? Kodwa mhlambi wena ngane uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusebenzisa wena ukuba azuze umndeni wakho.
If we are obedient to that what God tells us.
Uma siba ngabalalelayo kulokho uNkulunkulu asitshela
khona. Even those around us will benefit.
Nalabo besikanye nabo bawuzuza.
We'll still get to that, but the opposite is also true.
Sisazofinyelela kuloko kodwa nokuphambene kunaloko futhi kungenzeka.
But we'll read about it.
Sizofunda ngakho.
If you turn your Bible just 3 chapters further.
Masidlula nje izahluko ezintathu kuya phambili.
Chapter 9.
Kusahluko sesishiyagalolunye.
Let's read from verse
19.
We all know the story, so Noah went into the ark. It rained, and everyone was destroyed except Noah and his family.
These
are the 3 sons of Noah. That's verse 19, chapter 9, verse 19. These are the 3 sons of Noah. And from them, the whole earth was overspread and stocked with inhabitants.
Ngathi ka Genesis sahluko sesishagalolunye iverse leshumi neshagalolunye ilawa madodana amathathu kaNoah umhlaba wonke wagcwaliswa ngabavela kuwo.
Just think of it, each one of us, whether I'm white, whether I'm a colored, Indian, black, no matter who I am, we all came from the same father.
Cabangisise kahle le ndaba ukuthi sonke omhlophe unsundu India ikhaladi noma sinhloboni sisuka kuba wethu.
And I hope it's like that we see each one as our brothers and our sisters.
Ngithemba ukuthi futhi kunjalo uma sibonana njengabafowethu nodadewethu.
And Noah began to cultivate the ground and he planted a vineyard.
UNoah waqala waba ngumlimi watshala isivini.
And he drank of the wine and became drunk. And he was uncovered and lay naked in his tent.
And
Ham, the father of Canaan, glanced at and saw the nakedness of his father and told his 2 brothers outside.
So
Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it upon the shoulders of both, and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they did not see their father's nakedness.
Oshem no Japheth bathatha ingubo bayifaka emahlombe abo bobabili bahamba nyovane besibekela ubunqunu bukayise ubuso babo babubheka emuva abaze babona ubunqunu bukayise.
When Noah awoke from his wine and knew the thing which his younger son had done to him, he exclaimed, "Cursed be Canaan, and he shall be the servant of servants to his brethren."
Noah phaphama kudakweni wezwa lokho ebikwenzile kuye indodana yakhe encane wathi makaqalekise uKhanani abe isigqila sezigqila kubafowabo.
He also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and blessed by the Lord. Be the Lord, and blessed by the Lord, by God be Shem, and let Canaan be his servant."
What if uthi ubusisi uJehova uNkulunkulu kaShem uKhanani abe isigqila sabo.
May God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant.
uNkulunkulu amandise uJafeth ahlale ematendeni kaShem uKhanani abe isigqila sabo.
Here we have Noah made wine and was overcome by it.
Lana nangu Noa, uziwayini lamnqobo.
And most commentaries agreed that it's possible that he was caught by surprise.
Abacwaningi beBhayibheli abaningi bavumelana ukuthi naye wayengakulindele
lo. Whether he knew it would make him drunk, I don't know.
Nokuthi wayazi ukuthi lizomdaka lelwayini angazi.
But the fact is that he was overcome by it.
Kodwa indaba nansi lamnqobi wayini.
Matthew Henry says that sometimes those who with watchful and resolution have by the grace of God kept their integrity in the midst of temptation have through security and carelessness and neglect of the grace of God been surprised into sin.
Matthew Henry uthi abanye ngokunga naki benza izinto bengazivikele bagcina sebeyithola bese simene bengalindele ukuba kuso bagcina sebewela mhlawumbe esonweni.
Noah, who had kept sober in drunken company, is now drunk in sober company. Let him that thinks he stand take heed lest he falls.
Unoah wakwazi ukuma waba umuntu onomqondo osangulukile ebantwini abadakiwe. Nangu manje useyithola kuyena odakiwe phakathi kwabantu abangadakiwe lothu umi kaqaphele ukuba angawe.
There is something that threatens each Christian.
Kukhona into ehlasela ilona lomkhristu.
Each Christian, we are endangered if we allow sin in our lives.
Sonkana nje amaKristu sisengozini enkulu uma sivumela isono empilweni zethu.
And there are two ways I'd like to mention. And maybe first, the sin that we know about. Maybe we see it as small sin. Maybe it's sin we can't overcome. But the sin that I willingly know and willingly do. And maybe the sin that I enjoy still too much. But there is sin in a Christian's life that he keeps there that will destroy him. I remember the story Uncle David Kidd told us. I think it was him. A man went up a hill. And at the bottom of the hill, there was a snake. And the snake said to the man, "Please, could you take me and carry me up the hill? I want to get to the top of the hill." And the man said to the snake, "But you are a poisonous snake. You're going to bite me and I will die." But the snake said, "I won't bite you. I just need to get to the top of the mountain. Please take me with you." And so the man said, "Good, I'll do that for you." And so the man took the snake and he went up the mountain. And as he came to the top, just before he put the snake down, the snake bit him. Injecting his poison into him. And the man said to the snake, "But you said you're not going to bite me." And the snake said to him, "But you knew I was going to bite you. You knew it." Christian, when you sit with sin, you know it's going to bite you.
If
you sit with unconfessed sin, you know it's going to poison you. There's no doubt about it. And maybe God will say, "Enough is enough." The second point There are sin that catches you by surprise.
Okwesibili kulelo phuzu sikukhona isono esikuthatha ungalindele.
And that's why the Bible says we need to watch and pray.
Ingakho iBhayibheli lithi simele ukuba silinde sithandaze.
Watch and pray.
Linda uthandaze.
That we are not caught by surprise.
Ukuze singathatheki nje isimo ebesingasilindele.
Matthew Henry says false security. You think it's going well. I'm in the church, I'm in the family. Maybe a false security that the devil won't get you there.
UMatthew Henry ukhuluma ngokuvikeleka kodwa okwenkohliso okungekho la uthi awu ngiphakathi kwamakholwa ngisesontweni ngiphephile.
Carelessness, neglect, complacency.
Ukunganaki umuntu angaqapheli enze nje izinto engabhekile.
Maybe when things go well we don't depend on the Lord as much.
Nokweneliseke ngoba mhlawumbe uma izinto zihamba kahle asinciki ngokwanele kuNkulunkulu.
Maybe we think now we've achieved something. I don't have to study my Bible like that. Remember the time when you found the gospel. You studied the Bible.
Mhlawumbe la umuntu ethi manje noko sengifike kwelinye izinga angisadingi ukuthi ngaze ngifunde iBhayibheli njalo. Khumbula ngesikhathi usanda ukukholwa ukuthi ubulifunda ngakanani iBhayibheli.
Maybe you soaked everything in, but now maybe I think I've achieved something. We're in a dangerous position.
Sambu bufunda uthathe konke wamukele konke okufundayo kodwa namhlanje uthi hayi ngisadinga ukuthatha konke usengozini.
There's an alarming statistic amongst people who jump with parachutes.
Kukhona izibalo ezithusayo uma kukhulunywa ngabantu laba abagcuma ama parachute.
When you jump out of a plane you have this parachute and you go down slowly and you land safely on the ground.
Uma umuntu ezogcuma kwibhanoyi phezulu kuba khona into ekuthiwa iparachute akwazi ukuthehle ngayo azofika phansi.
Parachutists are classified first as students. When you start, you learn, they classify you as a student.
Uma besaqala ke labantu phambi ukuthi agcume kuqale kube kuthiwa usafunda umfundi.
After 20 jumps, you receive an A license.
Uma ngabe segcume isikhathi ngamashumi amabili usethola ke ilicense.
After 50 jumps you receive a B license.
License yokuqala le kuthiwa ka A uma segcume isikhathi ezingamashumi amahlanu uthola ilicense yesigaba sesibili u B.
After 100 jumps you are C licensed and after 200 jumps you are D licensed.
Ubaka segcume kayikhulu uthola ilayisensi yesithathu kasi mayesegcume amakhulu amabili ilayisensi yesine uD.
In 1993 statistics was released in America and it said that 59% of all fatalities in parachute jumping happens with the D license people.
Egonyaka ka 1993 lakwakhishwa khona izibalo ukucwaningwa kwathiwa ukufa okuningi okwenzakalayo kulabantu abagcuma la ama parachute kwenzeke ebantwini abane license yesigaba sokugcina ka D.
The D license is also referred to as the elite jumpers. They know what to do.
Futhi leyo license leyo yaziwa njenge license yeqophele liphezulu elithola abantu basezingeni eliphezulu abakwaziyo abakwenzayo.
They've done it hundreds of times. It should be flawless.
Sebekwenze izikhathi ezingamakhulukhulu sekufa ukuthi manje nje sekulula kubona ukwenza.
But most of the accidents happen there where it should happen the least.
Kodwa iy'ngozi ey'ningi zenzeka lapho la ngabe azenzeki.
If we become complacent in our Christian walk, maybe the statistics will look like this. And maybe why it does look like this. That after years, 20, 30 years, a person falls. And he falls into sin.
Uma ngabe siba abantu abanelisekile, abanethezekayo ekukholweni kwethu, akumangazi ukuthi izibalo zingaba nje. Mhlawumbe zinjalo vele ukuthi umuntu esehambile ekukholweni nyanga amashumi amabili nyanga amashumi amathathu ayithole sewele sonweni.
May we be awake.
Kwangathi singaphaphama.
And may God help us And may the Holy Spirit show us that when something comes from the back, that he would warn us, that we'll have an ear to hear, and that we won't fall. When Ham saw his father, he went out and he told his brothers. And you've read here what happened. No wonder the Bible says the man who can control his tongue is a perfect man. And I want to take a few points of Ham speaking to his brothers. You can go and read it. I won't read everything, but in James 3, verse 2. For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. And if anyone does not offend in speech, never says the wrong things, he has a fully developed character and a perfect man, able to control his whole body and to curb his entire nature.
Kukuba soke siyakhubeka ngokuningi. Uma umuntu engakhubeki ngazwi, lowo indoda ephelele namandla ukubamba nomzimba wonke kungathi ngetomo.
You can go and read it. You can read it till almost to the end of that chapter. And the tongue is a fire. The world of wickedness sets among our members, contaminating and depriving the whole body and setting on fire the wheel of birth, the cycle of man's nature, being itself ignited by hell. In verse 8, but the human tongue can be tamed by no man. It is restless, evil, full of death bringing poison. Go and read it when you're at home. Because of time, I'm just going through it quickly. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in God's likeness. We bless God and we curse people with the same tongue. There's a story of a king who asked his cook to make him a meal. And he said, make me the best meal you can make. And the cook went and he thought, now there's a meal you can make with a tongue of a cow. And if it's prepared well, it can be a delicious meal. And so he went and he made a meal, brought it to the king. The king ate and he said, indeed, this is the best meal I've ever tasted. And then the king said to the cook, now go and make me the worst meal you can make. Think of something that I would hardly be able to eat. And the cook went and he made a meal. And he brought it back to the king. And the king ate it, and he said, indeed, this is the worst meal I've ever eaten. And he said to him, how did you make this? He says, the first meal, king, I made with the tongue of a cow. And the second meal, the worst meal, I've made with the tongue of a cow. That is our tongues. That is our speaking. And we need to be watchful of our speaking. Now, if you read this, we can assume, and probably rightly so, that Ham did it in a mocking way. The way he conveyed the message to his brother, maybe it was mocking, maybe he laughed, disrespectful, and we won't be wrong if we assume that. But let's, for this purpose, take the words just as it is here. These words inspired by God, putting here just enough that we need to know.
And
you can read it in any translation. The NIV says, saw his father naked and told these two brothers outside. Just told them. NLT says he was naked and went outside, told these brothers. Afrikaans Bible says tekenne gegee, it means he made it known to them. That's all we read here. He made it known to them.
Sifunda nje lokho kuphela la, wabatshela.
And let's, for the moment, just look at this. Let's take everything else away that we could assume, even though it won't be wrong.
Ake sibuke nje lokho kuphela. Okunye besingakucabanga noma bekungekubi, kodwa ake sikube eceleni.
And if there's one point I'd like you to take from this service, if you're going to forget everything else, take this one point with you.
You
can't remember more than one thing, take this one point with you. Because this is where we often fail. Ham told his brothers.
He
just told them. He just conveyed the news. And maybe he didn't go to the tent to even look for it. In this translation, it said he glanced at it. Maybe he just saw it by accident. And it was not wrong that he accidentally saw him drunk or naked. Maybe there was no mistake in it. Happened by accidentally. But in God's eyes, just the fact that he told them was enough to curse his son.
Kodwa mehlweni kaNkulunkulu lokho nje kodwa ukuthi wabatshela kwenela lokho ukuthi amqalekise.
Just think of it, just the fact that he took this, what he saw, And he conveyed it to the next one. Was a curse on his life.
Lokhu nje ukuthi wathatha lokho akubona, wayisetshela abanye. Kwam behlisela isiqalekiso empilweni yakhe.
Forget everything else, forget the mockery, forget the disrespect, forget everything else. But by him saying it with his mouth to his brothers was a sin in God's eyes.
Khohlo ukuthi wahlekisa, khohlo ukuthi wayebhuqa, kodwa lokhu kodwa nje ukuthi lento ayibona wahamba wayitshela abafowabo kwaba ngokwanele ukuthi azitholele isiqalekiso.
Dear Christians, we need to guard our speaking.
Bazalwane simele ukuba siqaphelisise, sibheke sikhulumayo.
We need to be careful what we say with our mouths.
Simele ukuba siqaphele ukuthi sikhulumane ngendebe zethu.
God expects a high standard of us.
UNkulunkulu silindele ukuba sibe sezingeni eliphezulu.
Him uttering those words, just uttering those words, was an abomination to Jesus, to Christ.
Uhamba ukuthi nje akhiphe nje lawo mazwi, akhiphe lawo magama kwaba isinengiso kuKristu.
How often don't we fail in this?
Kaningi kangakanani siyithola sehluleka kulokhu na?
How often don't we make comments?
Kaningi kangakanani siyithola sesiphawula?
Maybe say things that hurt the next.
Khuluma izinto mhlambe ezimlimaza omunye umuntu.
Maybe in that what we say we don't find God's favor.
Mhlambe kulokho esikushoyo asiwutholi umusa kaNkulunkulu.
Maybe we say it to the wrong person.
Mhlambe sikhuluma emntwini esingafanele.
Maybe we say it in the wrong place.
Mhlambe sikusho endaweni engafanele.
Maybe it's a conversation for another place.
Mhlambe indawo engabe ixoxa kwenye indawo.
And we use it here.
Thina sikusebenzisa khona la kungafanele.
Sometimes we are quick to speak.
Kaningi siyasheshu ukukhuluma.
Maybe Ham didn't even think what he was saying.
Mhlambe Ham wayengacabangi nokuthi wayithi.
But the fact that those words left his mouth was a curse on his generations to come.
Kodwa lokho nje ukuthi lamagama aphuma emlonyeni wakhe kwaba isiqalekiso nakwizukulwane ezamlandela.
Just think about it for a moment.
Ayicabangi isikhashanyana.
And maybe that's what we say when people are not there.
Mhlambe lowo sikhulumayo uma abantu bengekho.
J. Edwin Orr was a man who studied revivals.
J. Edwin Orr kwakuyindoda eyikade ifunde ngeyimvuselelo.
And he said, if you put someone in a worse position than what he was before you spoke, you have gossiped about him.
Uthi uma uthatha umuntu umbeke endaweni embi kubantu kunale bebekade bemazi ngayo uqala usuhlebile ngalowo muntu.
Maybe we quick to run to 3, 4, 5 people quickly to tell them the mistake. Maybe we gossip in that way.
Mhlambe siyashesha uthi siye ebantwini ababili abathathu siyobatshela ngamaphutha enzekile.
Very often we are quick to reveal the mistake because we sit with that same problem. Some commentary says maybe it was even possible that Ham had the same problem with drunkenness. And that's why he was so quick to run and tell the others.
Abanye abacwaningi beBhayibheli bathi mhlawumbe kwayena uHam lo wayenenkinga yokudakwa yikho ashesha kangaka ukuthi ayoxoxela abafowabo ukuthi uyisudakiwe.
Puts him in a better light if he can say, but the others are also like that.
Kumbeka endaweni engcono uma ekwazi ukuthi athi vele nabanye bayakwenza lokhu.
And him, the generations to come, or especially his son, was cursed because of the words he uttered.
Uham lona izulwane ezimlandelayo kakhulukazi indodana yakhe yaqalekiswa ngenxa yamazwi awaphimisele yena.
The words we speak can be a curse on us or can be a blessing on us.
Amazwi esiwakhulumayo angaba isibusiso kithi noma abe isiqalekiso kithi.
So next time when we speak, next time when something comes to me quickly, let us guard our mouths.
Ukulandela uma ngabe sikhuluma, babe khona into esheshi fike kimina ukuthi angikhulume, angilinde ngigade umlomo.
I'm not saying you may never speak. There are things that must be spoken.
Angisho ukuthi singakhulumi, zikhona izinto ezidinga ukuthi zidalule.
But let's make sure that what God tells us, that what we will find favor with him, let's make sure that's what comes out of our mouths.
Kodwa sibhekisise ukuthi lokho uNkulunkulu akufuna kithina, lokho kuyosenza ukuba sithole umusa emehlweni akhe, kube yikhona okuphuma emlonyeni wethu.
The Bible says they who speak a lot sin a lot.
IBhayibheli yasho ukuthi laba abakhuluma kakhulu bayona kakhulu.
Maybe we must just speak less.
Mhlawumbe kungasiza masinganciphisa ukukhuluma kwethu.
I'll close with this last point.
So Peter,
I said it earlier, but I'll just say it again. We as parents, our children are either blessed or cursed by our lives.
Thina njengabazali, iy'ngane zethu zingabusiseka noma zingaqalekiswa ngenxa yempilo zethu.
And when our children are the way they are and they do the wrong things, go back to your own life.
Mhlawumbe ingane zethu ziyilento eziyona zingena ezintweni ezimbi. Mhlawumbe kudinga sibuyele kwezethu impilo njengabazali.
One can say a lot about it, but time is up.
Umuntu angasho okuningi ngalokho kodwa isikhathi sisavula.
These days, someone reminded us of something.
Kulezi insuku khona umuntu osikhumbuze ukuthize.
And they said, when parents brought their children to be blessed by Reverend Stegan.
Wathi uma abazali bebeletha ingane ukuba zobusiswa ubaba umfundisi laphambili.
When people would come and say, can you please pray for my child? Dedicate them in the service.
Uma umuntu befika kubaba ethi ngicela ukuba ngilethe ingane yami izobusiswa enkonzweni.
The first thing he would ask, are the parents cleansing their lives?
Into yokuqala beyibuza ukuthi ngabe abazali bayihlanza yini impilo zabo.
Not the child, what does the child know? It's a baby. The first thing he asked, does the parents cleanse their lives?
Hayi ingane, yazini ingane isencane isemntwana, kodwa ebuza ukuthi abazali balengane bayihlanza yini impilo yabo.
Do they confess their sins? Do they put their life in order?
Bayivuma yini izono zabo, bayiqondisa yini impilo yabo.
Because only if they do, I'll be prepared to pray for the child.
Koma uma kuphela abazali bekwenza lokho, lapho ke ngiyokwazi ukuthi ngiyibusise.
Parents, just think of that for a moment.
Bazala ke sicabange lokho.
We want our children to be blessed.
Sifuna ukuba ingane zethu zibusiswe.
We want people to pray for them.
Sifuna abantu babakhulekele.
But our lives are not right with God.
Kodwa ezethu impilo azikho esimeni noNkulunkulu.
And maybe, sorry for saying it like that, but maybe he knew that he can pray till he's blue in the face. But if the parents don't make their lives right, the child will be cursed.
Mhlawumbe ubazi ubaba umfundisi ukuthi angathandaza azabe lihlaza ebusweni, kodwa uma abazali bengayihlanzi impilo zabo, leyo ngane ngeke ibusiseke.
Parents, let's not take this lightly.
Bazala singakuthathi kalula lo.
And even if that prevents you from sinning, think about it. You continue with that sin. Think about it. Before you do it, my child will be cursed.
Mhlawumbe lokho kungakusiza nokuthi ungoni. Phambi kokuthi ungene kuleso sono uyenze leyo nto, cabangisisa kahle ukuthi uma ngingena kule nto kuyoqalekisa ingane.
We want the best for our children.
Cabanga thina okuhle, sifisele okuhle ingane zethu.
And even if that will keep you from sinning, before when you're tempted with that sin, say to yourself, my child will be cursed. You as well, but your child also.
Kodwa cabangisise lokho phambi ukuthi ungene esikhathi ulingwe leso sono, ukuthi uma ngisenza leso sono yoqalekisa ingane yami, nawe qobo lwakho, kodwa cabanga nengane zakho.
And maybe that will help you to bring you to your senses, that you can realize we need to live holy lives.
Mhlawumbe lokho kuyokusiza kubuyisa umqondo wakho ukuze sazi ukuthi simele ukuba siphile impilo engcwele.
We need to live holy lives before God. And if we don't do it, the day will come where God will say, enough is enough. And maybe that day comes quicker than what you think. Don't be a fool and play with fire. Because you'll get fire. Thank you.
Please forgive me, even though we've heard so much, if I just put one more challenge before you. Which in my eyes condemns even more people than what their tongues condemn them. And that is the respect with which Shem and Japheth treated their drunk father.
Inhlonipho uShem noJafetha abaphatha ngayo ubaba wabo nakuba wayesedakile.
Do we treat the older people with the respect that God expects of us?
Umbuzo ukuthi ngabe thina siyabanikeza yini abantu abadala le nhlonipho uNkulunkulu ayilindele kithi ukuba sibanikeze yona na?
Just think of it.
Awucabange lokho.
Here is their father.
Nanguyise wabo.
A drunk man.
Udakile.
He's staggering around.
Uyadidizela uyawa.
He's vomiting.
Uyaphalaza ngisho ukuphalaza.
He's dirtying himself.
Mhlawumbe futhi uyayingcolisa ngisho nokuyingcolisa.
He's saying things maybe which he should not say.
Mhlawumbe ukhuluma amazwi bengamele ngisho awaphimisele ngomlomo wakhe.
And yet the extreme respect with which they treated him.
Kodwa phezu kwalokho besethola inhlonipho eseqophelene eliphezulu ayinikezwa yibona laba bangamadodana.
They didn't just take a blanket and go to him and cover him.
Abazange nje bavele bathathe ingubo baya kuyena bafike bambathise.
They turned around so that they cannot see his nakedness, his filth and his shame, and they walked backwards with a blanket to cover him.
Kodwa lithi iBhayibheli bathatha ingubo le base beyibeka emahlombe baflathela ukuze bengeke babone lokhu okubi okungahlonipheki kubaba wabo base befihla base beyamboza ubaba wabo.
God's word says we should respect each other higher than what we respect ourselves.
Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu kumele sihloniphe omunye umuntu ngaphezu kokuba sizihlonipha thina.
The Lord Jesus said, what you've done to the least, you've done to me.
INkosi uJesu ithi lokho kwenzile kuloyo omncinyane kufana nokuthi ukwenze kimi uqobo.
Think who is the least in your eyes.
Awucabange kabanzi ujule ukuthi imuphi umuntu nje omeyeyayo omthatha kancane nje emehlweni akho.
Think carefully.
Awucabangisise kabanzi lokhu.
Who is the least in your eyes?
Bani umuntu odelelekile nje emehlweni akho.
The way you treat that person, you have treated the Lord Jesus Christ.
Leyo ndlela omphathe ngayo lo muntu odelelekile omncinyane emehlweni akho yiyo leyo ndlela osuphathe ngayo inkosi uJesu.
Here we read about a drunk man.
La sifunde khona sikule ndima sifunde kabanzi ngobaba owayesephuzile sedakile.
They treated him in the way they would have treated the Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse the comparison of a drunken man.
Kodwa indlela bamphatha ngayo, bamphatha ngendlela ebebengaphatha ngayo inkosi uJesu nakuba ke bese simeni akade eksona edakiwe singeke sisifanise nesimo senkosi uJesu.
I'm afraid to give examples.
Ngiyesaba ngisho ukubeka izibonelo.
Because I don't want to humiliate people. But you know the people we see when we drive. Walking next to the road. They are mentally deranged. You can say, see, their hair is long and very dirty. Very often they carry a bag with all kinds of metal scrap and things in it. If you look down on that person, you've looked down on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's just in your heart. You've looked down on a person. You've looked down on the Lord Jesus Christ. And what you've done to that person, or what you do to that person, you've done to the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, let us examine our hearts. Who are the people? Who is the person I'm thinking the least of? Point number one, think of him higher than what you think of yourself. Point number two, treat him the way you would have treated the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Oh God, what a God we serve. How pathetic are we not in following your example? How don't we bring shame upon your name with our tongues and with our thoughts and with our deeds? Be merciful to us, Lord. Please be merciful. If we've sinned against you in any of these ways which we've had the examples of, help us to confess it, to repent from it, so that we will walk like your servant Job blamelessly before you. Help us to confess where we've sinned, so that your blood can do its work in our souls, can cleanse us and to wash us. We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.